Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. A federal judge has ruled Harvard does not discriminate against Asian Americans in admissions. In the highly anticipated ruling out this afternoon, the judge says Harvard's admissions process passes constitutional muster. WBUR's Carrie Young joins us now with the latest, and tell us what the highlights are of the decision by the judge.
Well, this ruling this afternoon is totally in favor of Harvard. The plaintiff, a group known as Students for Fair Admissions, made several arguments in court that could have led to a more mixed ruling today, theoretically. But in this case, Harvard won on all counts. The key here is that Harvard's admissions policy passed what's known as strict scrutiny, which is more of a legal term. And Judge Allison Burroughs says, yes, in fact, it does. And that is what tipped her decision there. That being said, Judge Burroughs didn't go as far as saying that the admissions department at Harvard is perfect. She is actually recommending that officers there could benefit from more implicit bias training.
Remind us, Carrie, who brought this case in the first place and what it was all about.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, the plaintiffs here are a group called Students for Fair Admissions. They argued several things, but mainly that race-conscious admissions policies, like the one used at Harvard, unfairly discriminates against Asian American applicants. They argued that if you're Asian American, it's harder to get into Harvard than if you had the same credentials but happened to be Black, Hispanic, or even white. It's also important to note that during the 3-week trial, SFFA did not have any Asian American students take the stand to make that argument, though. The other interesting background here is that Students for Fair Admissions is funded by a man named Edward Bloom. He was also involved in another affirmative action case in 2016. That was Fisher versus the University of Texas. That went all the way to the Supreme Court, and that was also unsuccessful.
How are the parties, including Edward Bloom of this organization, SFFA, how are they responding?
So I haven't heard back yet from Harvard, but Edward Bloom has responded with a statement, and he says he's disappointed that the court has upheld Harvard's discriminatory admissions policies. He says that he believes that the documents and other data that they provided in court was a compelling argument, and he disagrees with the judge's ruling.
So he plans to appeal?
They do plan to appeal. This is expected to go all the way to the Supreme Court as well.
What are the broader implications of the decision?
Well, there is a lot at stake here, and both parties will tell you that. I think the larger ramification, if this goes one of two ways as it goes through the court system, is that the future of affirmative action policies are on the line here. If Edward Bloom is successful at the Supreme Court especially, that could mean that affirmative action policies with race-conscious admissions, that could be a thing of the past.
Although, as you said, last time it went before the Supreme Court, a similar case, it did not rule in his favor.
It did not rule in his favor in the past. This is a different case, a different argument, so we'll see what happens.
WBUR's Carrie Young from our Edify Education team. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.